You may be seated. In the name of Jesus, amen. This is, we consider Luke chapter 1, the beginning of this, of Luke chapter 1, the gospel reading in which we have. I'll read a section here. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." Dear saints, greetings are important. When you greet someone, you recognize that they are present. And you know this, for when you have given and when you have received the silent treatment, you're ignoring them. It's as if they're not there. Greetings are important. Formal greetings are important too. When we have formal greetings, we are recognizing that we are present together for a very particular purpose. This sermon, and nearly every sermon that I have ever preached, formally greets you in the name of Jesus, reads you Jesus' words, and then calls you Jesus' dear saint. And in that greeting, I am formally recognizing what you as the church and what Christ as the Lord of the church has called and ordained me to do. Preach and teach in no other name than in the name of Jesus and preach his word. And by greeting you, by calling you dear saints, we are recognizing together that the preacher's major duty is not to lambast you. It is not to condemn you. It is not to tell you what an awful group of people we are and how far we still have to go. That would be all too easy. No. A preacher's major duty is to preach about how far Christ has gone for you. And that you, and me are saved. Holy, righteous, washed. You are pure because of everything that Jesus has done in his death and his resurrection and his word that is here, which sanctifies all things, including you, dear saint. God, help us be worthy of the name to which he has given to you. Greetings are important. It's important that this Indiana boy doesn't greet us fellow North Carolinians with a howdy, y'all. How y'all doing? Yo, what's up? It doesn't fit. It doesn't recognize what we are gathered here to do. It is so hard to overemphasize how important Mary's greeting was for Elizabeth. Listen to the text again. Mary entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And she says, "Why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, at the sound of your greeting, when it came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy." Greeting, recognize the presence of someone. In Mary's greeting, John the Baptizer recognizes his Savior is at hand. He rejoices. He's leaping for joy. And St. Paul calls us today to have that same greeting. As Hazel read, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say rejoice. Why? Why rejoice? Because the Lord is at hand, the text says. The Lord is here. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. Why? Because the Lord is here. He is at hand. Recognize His presence. That is one of the primary truths of Christmas, that you have a God who is present. The Word became flesh and dwells among us. St. Paul says, do not be anxious about anything. Why? There's so many reasons to be anxious. Do you know what's going on in my heart? Do you know what's going on in the world? Do you know what's going on in my family? But St. Paul doesn't say, do not be anxious about those things. He simply says, do not be anxious about anything because the Lord is at hand. How could you be anxious? Fear not, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's here. He's present. He's at hand. In everything, in prayer and supplication, St. Paul says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Why? Because He's here. You can pray to Him. He listens. He is here, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus, because He is here to do just that. Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, dear saints, joy to the world, the Lord is come. God is present. Peace and joy He gives to you, peace and joy which the world cannot possibly understand. Our opening hymn assumes the Lord's presence, and it asks you a fascinating question. O Lord, how shall I meet You? How welcome You aright? Your people long to greet You. My hope, my heart's delight. He's here. How shall you greet your Lord Jesus? He is at hand. He is present. He came, and He is coming, and He is here now, and He will come again. How shall you formally recognize Him? How shall you greet Him? John the Baptist leaps for joy. Elizabeth confesses that the mother of her Lord came to her. Mary sings, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. How shall you greet Him? I don't ask how you're feeling. I don't ask how things are going. I don't ask how you all are doing. I ask, how shall you greet Him? Because for some of us, things are going really well. The Christmas mood is pretty good. Things are far from perfect, yes, but things are pretty good. Family's pretty good. Health is pretty good. Christmas will likely turn out to be pretty good. God be praised, dear saints. You are in the right place. Sing with Mary that your soul magnifies the Lord and that your spirit rejoices in God your Savior. Greet Him. The Lord is at hand. He is here for you to thank and to praise and to serve and obey. He gives us all amazing gifts, and He is here to help us see that those gifts are from His hand, purchased with His blood. The babe born in Bethlehem, whose name means house of bread, is also the God who provides us all of our daily bread, all things that we need for our body and for our soul. You're in the right place if things are going well. But for others, it's hard to say things are going well. Sure, we have a lot to be thankful for. More gifts and we can begin to recognize. But it's a tough time of year. People are missing at the Christmas table that we love. Christmas, let alone all of life, is not the same without them.
being surrounded by the cheers of a Merry Christmas can sometimes highlight many other sadnesses that we have going on in our families or in our bodies or in our souls deep within. If that is you, God be praised. You are in the right place. Greet your Lord and greet your Savior. Sing with Mary that your soul magnifies the Lord and your spirit rejoices in God, your Savior. Your hope, dear saints, is not in this world. Your hope is not in this life, and your hope is most certainly not in a mood or in a feeling. You have joy that no one can take away from you. That is a promise that can be made from this pulpit because that is what Jesus said. And Jesus does not lie. If you are feeling quite small, then rejoice that you have a bigger-than-life Lord Jesus, who was also conceived by the Holy Spirit and was once no bigger than a dot that the sharpest pencil can make. That he was born of the Virgin Mary, that he was laid in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn. That he suffered under Pontius Pilate, rejected then and now by so many of the very ones he came to save. Greet him. That's the him that you greet. That's the Lord who is at hand and present from you. He is not far removed from suffering. He knows the troubles of death. He knows the troubles you have in your life. He is aware that the troubles that you have, much more aware of the troubles you have than you are. Mary calls us to rejoice in God, our Savior, a rescuer. That assumes trouble. That assumes suffering. That assumes a hard life. He knew and he knows what you need rescued from more than you do. And a Savior whose presence brought so much joy. The little baby in the womb, John the Baptist, said he leapt for joy in his mama's womb, is now calling you children of God, having given you new birth of water and the Spirit, promising his mercy and his help and his blessings, and his looking upon you in your little humble estate. He fills the hungry with good things. If you're not feeling it, then he is here to give you a hunger and a thirst for the things that he longs to give you. So long for the things that he wants to fill you with. Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk of the Word of God. Like those who are dying long for the bread of life. Like those who are mourning long for the comfort and promise of a happy reunion and full Christmas table. Like those who are lonely long for the certainty of a one who stands beside you and never leaves you nor forsakes you. Like those who are lost long for the Father's welcome arms that embraces you and gives you a word that leads you and guides you. Like those under the weight of God's wrath long for God's blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Like those who aren't feeling happy, long for a joy that nothing and no one can take away. Greet your Lord Jesus today. He is here in this church. Elizabeth rejoiced at the greeting of Mary. And the church has long been compared to the Virgin Mother because in here we bear the Christ. He has put himself here, his word and his sacrament here, so that you can greet him who greets you. We ought to leap for the joy of that sound. In Jesus' name, amen.